More than 2,300 people came to Bankers Life Field House to pay their respects to IMPD Officer Perry Wren and his family. Indiana Governor Mike Pence says not only did Wren die a hero, but he lived his life as one too.
He was a hero in thousands of ways, large and small. And the people of this state will always remember him as a man of courage and selflessness. Perry Wren, by all accounts of those who knew him best, was always there to lend a hand to a neighbor in need.
U.S. Senator Joe Donnelly says Wren never shied away from tough situations, not only as a 22-year veteran of the police department, but also during his 10 years in the United States Army.
Everything Perry did was about serving others, serving our country, serving our city. And when he served, he chose to do it in the most challenging places and with the most difficult missions because he wanted to know that his neighbors were safe.
Wren was remembered as a man who went about his duties quietly but courageously. He received 2 Medals of Bravery and Thursday was given the Medal of Honor and Purple Heart. Indianapolis Mayor Greg Ballard calls his death a tragic loss and tells the Wren family that the city can never repay them for his sacrifices, but he hopes they can take some comfort knowing Perry made the city a better place to live.
We are a better community because Perry Wren chose to wear that uniform. And there are untold numbers of people who have better lives today because of their interactions with Officer Wren.
Among those in attendance were 59 new IMPD recruits. Department of Public Safety Director Troy Riggs says he hopes the next generation of officers can learn from Wren's service.
And I can assure you they understand Officer Wren's valor, commitment, and sacrifice, and they will remember it. And they'll remember it for the rest of their 30-year career. And I believe a befitting goal for them is that they strive to be as good an officer and as good a person as Officer Perry Wren.
For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Sam Clement.